Good morning, watching Proactive London. Joining us today, it's Jerry Brandon here from Deep Verge, because you've had lots of news as usual. It's always busy where you are, but let's maybe start with the news of this morning, because you've announced that you're expanding your data and technology division there in Ireland to create a European centre of excellence for real-time detection of dangerous pathogens such as coronavirus in water and wastewater systems. So, Jerry, you're going to have to explain this one to us. A very good morning and a good day. So, yeah, talk us through the steps, if you would, please.
Good morning, Katie, and thank you very much. Yes, as you said, there is always moving forward with Deep Verge, and this division, which is the AI data analytics division, will actually be supplemented now with epidemiologists, biologists, physicists, in the Moor Park Technology Centre in Vermoyne, County Cork. And over the next 8 to 10 months, we'll be hiring an additional amount of high-skilled expertise to actually have a European base. I mean, you know, that's the one thing with Brexit. It's no longer in the EU. So, you know, when we're actually dealing with facilities across Europe, and even yesterday's announcement of the World Health Authority organization's digital hub, detecting data, real-time analytics. This is exactly what the optofluidic rigs are being assembled for. There's a requirement by October this year across the EU to actually have any town or city in excess of 150,000 people under supervision or under monitoring of the wastewater detection. And there's between 400 and 500 of those cities across Europe at this point in time. On top of that, the reason for the Vermoy facility is that just, you know, recently we actually signed an MOU with a subsidiary of China Resources, you know, one of the top 100 companies in the world that manage all of the natural resource facilities in China on behalf of the state government. It's a commercial entity, but it's actually pretty much managed and owned by the state government in China. And we already have a good, strong foothold and footprint across five of those provinces. And we're expanding now through this facility into 23 provinces. Part of that agreement is mass production of our equipment in China, because again, one of the reasons why most of the countries that we're working with want to ensure that the data is held in country. So that's the reason why this joint venture is at 51-49%, because again, majority owned by the state, or at least a state owned entity, to maintain the data in that country. Same in Ireland. Same in the UK, the same in the other country, the same across Europe, is the best way I can say it. So, and we've worked with in Ireland for a number of years. So this is a serious expansion program for the European side of our business. Mm-hmm. We will assemble in Ireland in a facility to be disclosed at some point soon. But the optofluidic rigs will actually be assembled in Fermoy in the Moor Park Centre. It's about the size of a shoebox. So, you know, the sciencey bits get done there, and then it's shipped to an assembly where everything is actually shipped over from China to Ireland for the European market.
Got it. That makes sense. So maybe explain this non-binding memorandum of understanding then, and how it's actually going to work with this subsidiary of China Resources Group.
Okay, so we signed that a couple of weeks ago, and the intention is by the end of June, 30th of June, we will actually have agreements of all of the negotiation bits associated with that and become operational by the 1st of September. That's the 1st of September. Yeah, that's our objective. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you actually enter into this, it's not a royalty agreement. So, you know, we didn't want to actually say, you know, please, sir, will you take this and have a look and put in as you will. We already have that footprint. We're already recognized. The brand is already existing in China. And there's a recognition that our technology is, you know, a substantial of value to the China Resources enlarged entity. And it gives us the ability to actually push it right through the 23 provinces. For us, that gives us the maximum value for shareholders. So we will own that. Whatever is done with that separate entity at a later stage, and there, you know, there have been discussions about a future spin-off IPO on Hong Kong Stock Exchange, but that is still to be negotiated. That is still to be agreed. And we'll also have to discuss where the actual responsibility is. Is it China only? Is it the Far East? Is there other areas? But because we already have recognition of the Microtox and Microtrace brands in more than 60 countries, it's much more beneficial for us to own and control and dominate those markets where we're already incumbents in that market. So again, there's still some to negotiate, but it's fine detail at this point.
Okay, it's all going in the right direction. Something that I really want to talk about is this Skin Trust Club app that's now gone live after a successful completion of 2,000 alpha skin tests. So this is exciting. So how does this work? Because my understanding is it's the first of its kind, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Well, I previously said, you know, the best source of advice for this quality of your skin should come from your skin. So when you take a swab of your skin and you send it back to our facility, it is has a DNA analysis, and also the microbes on the surface of the skin are actually analyzed as well. So you get back a full report of everything about your skin. It will not diagnose what skin condition that you do have, if you do have a condition, but from reading it, you would be able to ascertain what type of skin condition you have. You know, I mean, we're in a situation where it is not a diagnostic tool, but you can take that report, hand it to a dermatologist, and he will read it from you to give you that diagnosis. As far as the actual maintaining the quality of your skin, I mean, I'm only a few months away from 60. No Botox.
Wow.
So you know, it works. I you know, as I'm not the main demographic, you know, but you know, late 50s men who want to actually have their skin in this condition should actually seriously look at this as a possibility of staying young. No, but seriously, the distribution that's actually come in, I mean, certainly the interest level has always been high. I mean, I think that I've seen studies of 3% of women that were actually asked, you know, serious in the survey, they reckon that investment, it's an investment in your skin that they're after. So they're quite happy to actually pay the necessary investment to maintain the quality of their skin in its best condition. I think, you know, people spend thousands and thousands of pounds on things that don't work. And I'm sure that the cosmetic industry is actually quite happy to see more and more being bought. Oh, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. There's another 50, 40, 20, 10, 8 quid or whatever it is that you're actually spending. Get your skin to tell you what it wants. That's basically what this does. And the app translates what your skin asks into words that you understand. It's as simple as that, Katie.
Sounds good to me. And like I always say, you wear your skin every day, don't you?
Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's pretty much 2 square meters, the largest organ on our body. And most of us actually are worried about hangovers.
Yeah, we have to prioritize our skin. Well, Jerry, exactly, you're looking great. So thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay. Take care from Deep Verge here on Proact today.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.